Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 52 of Tribe Talk, the podcast, our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics. And we take our tour around the fall sports. It continues as we are going to focus in on the defending Class AAA state champions. The Bridgeport volleyball team is coming to the end of the regular season. Postseason is right around the corner for Allie and Grant Burton's ball club, as they are 28-11-5 on the season. Coming off the state championship, had some graduation of some key players from a year ago. They've suffered through some injuries this season, but still trucking right along as one of the top five teams in Class AAA. And we'll talk with one of those senior leaders coming up in just a moment. Addison Weigel will join us on Tribe Talk. We'll do our run-through. We call it the whip-around of the other sports, give you results and the upcoming week coming up in our final segment. So thanks for listening. We're downloading the podcast on BridgeportIndians.com. Pleased to be joined now by one of the senior volleyball players, Addison Weigel, who is committed to Fairmont State University next season, joins us on Tribe Talk, the podcast. And Addie, welcome. First, give me some thoughts overall on this volleyball experience this year as a senior. You come off the state championship last year as a junior, had some holes to fill in terms of graduation, suffered some injuries, so had to reset it again here a couple of weeks ago. Tell me about this roller coaster season.
Overall, it's been pretty good. Definitely looking at the seniors we lost last year, we knew we were going to have some spots to fill. But those younger girls have been doing great, filling those roles, and we've just been working on learning how to play together. We've had to do that multiple times, though, after all those injuries. But we're getting it, and I think it's going pretty well right now.
Talk to me about you personally and your volleyball journey. When did it start, and how did you fall in love with the game?
Yeah, so I just decided to try out in sixth grade. My mom had played, so she told me I might like it. So then I just tried out in middle school, and then I just fell in love with it immediately. So I've been playing ever since then. So I guess this is my seventh season now.
Mm-hmm. What do you love about it?
I just love how it's just so it's just such a fast game. Mm-hmm. And you can just turn around from mistakes immediately. It's just so fun to play in general. I also love that it's just, like, you have to work so well as a team and have that chemistry. So that's super fun as well.
Yeah, and it's from afar, I've really noticed that as a sport in general, its popularity has exploded here in the last, you know, 5-10 years, probably, you know, since you've been playing. Maybe you're responsible. I'm not sure. But, you know, seriously, you see nationally televised collegiate volleyball games now, which was completely unheard of, you know, a few years ago. You know, now I think people can recognize, and if you ask them for some of the top, you know, Division I volleyball programs in the country, they can actually name some and know that, you know, who's good. You know, each and every
yes.
year. And it's really fun. I mean, playing it at a high school level, do you sense that there's more attention on the sport and more support for the sport than there has been in the past?
Yeah, you definitely can. It's so cool to be a part of. I do feel like we've been just volleyball in general is getting more media attention. And I think how it's grown collegiately and nationally, it does help on the local level as well. Yeah, super cool to see how the sport has grown and to be a part of that.
Yeah, I think it's helped people, you know, understand the sport, really, and the strategy and the rules and just the environment. I mean, it's one of the most exciting, as you mentioned, because of the pace of it. It's just so fast-paced. It's really, you know, unlike a lot of other sports, maybe basketball's on the same level, but there's so much happening all the time. There's not really a downtime.
Definitely.
What about, tell me about your experience last year at the Charleston Coliseum and Convention Center for the state tournament. I've seen videos, and I know what type of atmosphere that was. That had to have been a pretty special thing to be involved in.
Oh yeah, it was amazing. Just the energy in the air there, and just like the feeling that you got when we were just a few points away, and we were like, oh wow, like we're gonna do this. It was just so cool to see all of our hard work that season pay off and get that win there.
And I know coming into this season, you wanted to experience and probably a little different mindset, because last year you were a junior, you were part of a team, but there was a senior class there and certainly a senior leader, if you will. This year's a little different feel because it's now it's your and your classmates' team.
Yes, definitely. Definitely different vibes going in there. But still, hopefully get to go back there and relive those experiences one more time.
All right, so tell me about the end of the season coming up. Just a couple of matches to go before you guys get into postseason play. And as you mentioned, this schedule has been extremely challenging. I know that that Allie does that on purpose. You guys go all over the state, out of state, to play the best competition possible. Not only teams that you could see in Charleston, but also teams in other upper classes to really test you. So do you feel like you're ready to close this out strong and head to the postseason?
Yeah, I definitely think the way our schedule is structured, we definitely are the most prepared we can ever be going in, like with playing teams like Hedgesville and getting to play teams in our own conference like Herbert Hoover. Definitely helps us to get ready for that postseason and prepares us for anyone we can see.
It's interesting. I think what's unique about volleyball and your schedule, and trying to keep yourself, when you're not on the court, healthy and rested and ready. I mean, we're getting to the end of the regular season here, and I think you have played, what, 30, 40, 44 some matches so far this
Yeah.
season. So how difficult is that to make sure that you take care of your body off the court?
Yeah, definitely. This is something Allie and Grant preach, is just making sure we're fueling our bodies well, getting enough sleep, focusing on our downtime when we are not on the court is crucial to being ready.
So, Addison, what's next for you next year? What do you hope to do?
Oh, I just hope to help out my team as much as I can going in there as a freshman, stepping in wherever I can, doing whatever is needed from me.
All right, so tell folks where you're headed next year.
I will be going to Fairmont State University.
Very good volleyball program in its own right, and a very competitive league in the Mountain East Conference, and playing for a coach named Travis, so you know that he's got to be a good guy.
Yeah, he's got a good name.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, well, that should be fun. Look forward to that. And as my other job is the voice of the Fighting Falcons, so look forward to seeing you next year and watching you throughout your collegiate career. So best of luck here in the last week of the regular season into the postseason, and we'll be following right along.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Addison. We'll do the whip around coming your way next.
It may be goodbye summer, but it's hello deals here at Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and this bow tie don't lie. New Ram 1500s up to 14 grand off MSRP or 3.9% financing for 72 months. High performance Dodge Chargers, now just $419 a month, plus up to 125% of KBB for your trade. New ownership, improved processes, better deals. Drive into fall event. Visit us on Route 19 in Clarksburg or at blackbearjeep.com.
All right, first let's check results from this past week. Volleyball team took a 3-set sweep of Buckhannon Upshur back on Tuesday night. The JV football team won at University on Monday night. 63-28 was the final score. Back to Saturday, volleyball picked up a 2-1 win over Lewis County, a 2-0 win over Fairmont Senior, and 2-0 over Robert C. Byrd. Varsity football ran their record to 8-0 on the season with a 49-7 win in Kingwood against Preston. Boys soccer team and girls soccer team closed out the regular season with shutout wins over University, 8-0 and 6-0. All right, coming up, the volleyball team will play a home match with Preston and Lewis County on Thursday night. Football will host Grafton for the first time since 2011 on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Then on Saturday, it's postseason soccer, opener of the regionals for the girls' soccer team at 10 a.m., hosting the Elkins Tigers. The boys will kick off at noon, hosting Hampshire again in the opening round of the regionals. Cross country heads to the regionals coming up on Saturday. JV football will be in action on Monday against either Grafton or Elkins. Freshman football is back in action on Wednesday at Parkersburg at 6:30. That's going to do it for Tribe Talk. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.